Hello, everybody. Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. We've got a good workout today, one that we haven't done before at Lynchpin, so that's exciting. It's a named CrossFit benchmark workout from quite a while ago. It's entitled The Ghost, but it's not scary, okay? There's a little history about a boxer if you'd like to go to CrossFit and check that out. But it's entitled The Ghost, and it's six rounds of these wonderful treats. Six rounds of 1 minute of rowing, 1 minute of burpees, 1 minute of double unders, and then a minute's rest. So not a barbell in sight. And the instructions are that you try for as many reps as possible of each exercise, not just trying to chase and game it to get a big total overall score. Post separate totals of the total of the calories that you've rowed, your burpee reps, and your double unders. Fantastic. And of course, if you don't have a rower, use a bike. If you're going to be running because you don't have a rower or a bike, see the limited equipment option. So just some straight up conditioning today with some built-in rest. And anything with a built-in rest, if you've been around for a while, you know it's a bit of a trap. It doesn't make it easier, it makes it a bit more challenging. We've got videos showing rowing, burpee, and the double under. I pulled some data from Beyond the Whiteboard. Super Fitness Robot scores for this. Total for men would be 631 reps or more. Women, 539 reps or more. More likely scores. Men, 447 reps or more. Women, 349 reps or more. We're going to be putting in some work today. The scaled option is exactly the same as the ghost, number of rounds, except for the movements, except for one thing. We're swapping out the double unders for single unders. And that way you'll get just what you need to accumulate a good score, or get in some good training. The only caveat to that is, if you're one of those individuals that you can do single unders all day long, and your double unders are, no pun intended, hit or miss, okay? Then you might benefit from, during today's training, when that 1 minute comes, you just grab the rope and for that 1 minute you do as many honest double under attempts as you can. Maybe you get 5, maybe you get 15, whatever it is. You mark it down as your score. The next time this comes around, you try it again and you see what happens with your score. And that way you can work in your practice with your training. And so that's, I'd be totally good to go with that. We have a video showing the single under in case you're going to go that route. Limited equipment option. They can do the burpees. They can do the double under portion. What they don't have is a rower or a bike. So for that very first minute, what they're going to do is just knock out a 200 meter shuttle run. 50 out, 50 back, 50 out, 50 back. Just rip that thing. I would think that a lot of people would probably do that, you know, in less than 1 minute, which is great. That's where you want to be. And then rest whatever little period of time you have remaining. When the next minute starts, well, then there's your minute of burpees. Then you do your minute of double unders. Then you have your minute of rest, etc., etc. If that 200 meter shuttle run takes you a bit longer than a minute, well, then you can either reduce the distance a little bit, okay, or just pause that clock or do it on your watch or something like that. Do whatever it takes for you to get the 200 meter shuttle run. If it's a minute 5, minute 10, minute 15, then start the clock, do your minute of burpees, do your minute of double unders, take your minute rest, and you can go ahead and do it that way. Fitness will be achieved. And the no equipment version is going to be very similar to the limited equipment option, but we're assuming they also don't have a jump rope. So they're going to do six rounds of the 200 meter shuttle run, then 1 minute of burpees, but then instead of the double unders, 1 minute of jumping jacks. And then, of course, they have their minute rest. Here's the deal with that. Somebody is going to think that I'm crazy here. A minute of jumping jacks, if you haven't done a minute of continuous jumping jacks in a while, they're most likely much more taxing than you think that they are. So there's going to be 6 1-minute intervals of jumping jacks in this thing. That's going to catch a lot of people off guard. I guarantee it. So Enjoy that one. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. 50 to 75 hand release push-ups or regular push-ups. Then the other part is a bit of gut work, and you have a choice. It's an either or. Either the planche progression, watch the video, and then spend 5 to 10 minutes just playing around at whatever step in the progression makes sense for you. Or landmine twists, some nice rotational gut work. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, and there's a video watching that. Either one will treat you right, but playing with any step in the planche progression will make you into a beast. Cool down and stretching for the day, of course, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the frog stretch, as well as the pec stretch laying on your side. Both of those you'll hold for 1 to 2 minutes, and both of those are accompanied by a video. For most of us, tomorrow is a rest day, so I encourage you to take it, and I will see you back here on Friday.